All right, welcome to episode 2 of the Note by Note podcast. This time we're talking rap, but this is going to be like a multi-part, not episode, but like a multi-part arc, because we're going to start off with the fundamentals and we're each going to give a rap song that we think is underrated, and then in subsequent episodes we'll break it down by decades. So first up, what makes a good rap song to y'all? What do you think makes for a good rap song? Oh my god, my nose.
You gotta have a nice beat. A beat starts everything. That's the first thing you hear.
Okay.
When the song begins, you gotta have a nice beat. But a beat isn't everything. In the recent era of rap, a lot of rappers would just throw a hot beat on there and then start saying a whole bunch of bull.
Mama. Hey. Welcome to the grocery store. Picking up the bag of chips. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saved rap. The T-Pain. I think auto-tune saved rap in the most drastic level, because like a lot of rappers would not have made big songs if they couldn't tune their voice to make it sound like they could sing.
So here's my question about that. Do you think Uzi is one of those rappers?
Have you ever listened to Uzi like before mixing the song and like make his vocals?
No, I've only ever heard him afterwards.
Yeah, he absolutely would. If it wasn't for auto-tune, he probably would be in a little bit of a pickle, I would say.
See, the auto-tuning really does help with certain aspects. And some people, we've discovered some artists don't need it, but they just use it for that extra effect, like T-Pain, because we've seen in recent years that motherfucker has a voice even without it, but it just adds like a little bit of extra oomph.
I feel like we didn't even introduce ourselves or nothing. It's live.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, everybody introduce yourselves.
Thaw, man.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
No, we don't, Thaw. That's why he said introduce yourself.
We don't know.
These people don't know you. They don't see your face.
Rappers be doing that too. You know what it is.
I don't know.
Who are you? I don't know who you are.
Like, sir, please inform me on who you are, please. But yeah, it's your boy TJ Gatsby. Speaking of rap, me and Lav recently released a remix of one of my songs, Fed Up. It's out on all streaming platforms, so go check that shit out. Check out all the songs me and Lav worked on together. I think we got, is it just two so far? It's just two. No, it's three, technically. There are two that are on streaming platforms. That's Eclipse and then Fed Up, the remix. But if you go on YouTube, you can check out our third one, The Story of Kyle, which is an attempt at doing a storybook narrative in song, kind of, because I was inspired by, what's that song? The Devil something, where he's telling the story of, like, the gang initiation and shit. Y'all know what song I'm talking about.
Whose song is it?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can look it up real quick. Because my fucking shop teacher showed it to me in college. He was like, this is one of the only rap songs I like. Because he's like, middle-aged white dude, loves 80s rock. But for some reason, this rap song... He fucking rocked with, not the Devil Went Down to Georgia. Oh, is it? No, it's not that one.
The song with Wayne and Kendrick on Wayne's second most recent album.
You talking about Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
It's crazy.
I know that, boy.
No one Dance with Kendrick. The Devil, Immortal Technique.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to have to delete my search history now, though, because searching up that song, Fed's definitely going to be like, sir, why? What, is there something we need to talk about, sir? But, But I love the storytelling aspect of it. I was like, I like how he's telling the story through it. So we attempted to do that. It was once I came up the beat for it, and then the part I wrote, which is the if y'all listen to the song, I have to give too much away. The man who's in the club, that part was easy for some reason, just because I was like, what's the most evil thing someone can do on beat? The hardest part was, I was like, Loaf, I need you to come up with a verse for this dude, but it's got to be weird. It's got to be like, he's nerdy, but also just tried drugs, and just give me what you got. And this motherfucker, he wrote it, I don't want to give too much away, but he wrote it from the perspective of the pill, and when I first listened to it without the beat behind it, that shit was haunting. Haunting, as especially the end part.
I never took drugs, and I don't plan on it. Yeah. I don't even know how to freaking do anything like that. So it was just like,
all right,
well,
I like,
what do I think this is like?
The ones I have, I've never had like a bad trip, because the only drugs I've taken is weed. You'll never catch me doing shit like coke or fucking Molly or anything. But from what I've seen from firsthand accounts, like, I feel like you got an accurate description of what someone having a bad trip would experience. Especially with the last line, how you, if y'all haven't heard the song, mute this for the next 5 seconds, starting now. The last line where you just repeat the, you will never die, you know, like, just the repeating of that and how it feels like it's pounding down on you. I was like, bro, what the fuck? But it felt like it all came together so well. And once I finally get some fucking studio time or whatever, I want to try to get the whole track cleaned up a bit so we can release it on platforms, because I feel like it's got a lot of potential in it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So if y'all haven't checked those out, yeah, check out The Story of Kyle on YouTube. God damn, this thing, oh my God! Car just threw an 80-yard bomb. Of course, it's Valdez Scantling. Oh my God, we signed this nigga from the Chiefs, and he immediately remembers how to play football. God,
here we go,
man. But in case y'all couldn't tell, we're all definitely watching football while recording this. Different games, of course, because Loaf is not a Saints fan.
Mine doesn't start for like another 3 hours in the West Coast.
Oh yeah. Ugh. Oh, damn. But yeah, for me, what I think makes a good rap song, I'm one who likes, I like the beat. I feel like you said, a good beat can save a trash song. But I really do love a good rap song that has, like, wordplay. I love wordplay. Like, because wordplay to me shows off creativity. That's why I really love battle raps, because the way them niggas be flipping bars and shit and then circling it back to the first bar, it's just like, bro, like, what the fuck are you on? How did you come up with this shit? You feel me?
I wish Lysa was here. I gave her a hot 16 last night. She didn't reply yet.
Hey, yo. Hey, whoa. What? Whoa. Sorry, this is a... Bars, whoa. I was like, sir, that's a different podcast. That's the After Dark podcast.
This is a Wendy's.
I'm out of
said it. Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Hey, yo, what do you mean you would have said it? This on man.
On the Lord's Day? Bars. Y'all don't know that.
On the Lord's Day?
Yeah, man, come on.
Yeah.
For God's Day?
I know what I was talking about. Y'all don't want to take it left. Here come y'all.
I'm just saying, you set it up kind of... suspicious. This is
a hot 16 is literally 16 hot bars.
Well, do you remember any from that hot 16? Can you spit it?
No, because it was 3 a.m.
that's the most nigga thing ever. Like, you randomly get these spurts where it's like, let me just start freestyling real quick. Let me just drop these bars.
I was barring her up. She lost her up. She didn't reply.
I was barring her up.
My God, bro. You're not helping this case. I was barring her up. What?
I was barring her up.
I was cooking her ass up, bro.
What? What? You were what? Right. This nigga said... Oh my god. Nate, what about you? What do you look for in a good rap song?
Yeah, first of all, what's up, Nate the Great? Y'all know who it is. but yeah, to me, I always like the beat in a rap song. Second comes the lyrics. Yeah. Now, I think today's rap, I don't know, just trash to me. Unless the beat is fired, then I'm like, all right, I have a chance. So
that's fair. That's fair. I definitely feel that. Because there are definitely some.
Has no choice but listen to Ice Spice in the
park. Ah, hell no. Hell no.
No.
Bro.
I was about to say, most of this stuff that like I hear is because of y'all. I don't mess with this stuff. Like, you know.
Somebody pointed out, too.
Bump in my car.
That woman made her whole aesthetic based on shit now. Like, it used to be like that she has a fat ass and everything, but now she's like super focused on shit for some reason. And it's like, what? Why is this the aesthetic you're choosing? Like, what is that?
But now she's like, oh.
Miss Poopy is so weird.
I'm a homewrecker. I'm obsessed with shit.
Homewrecker? Wait, what? Who home she wrecked? Wait a minute. What did I miss? I feel like I missed a couple chapters.
Yeah, it was technically this whole situation with Central C and a TikToker / influencer.
Oh, see, there you go. That's where all the mess starts right there. I don't know if I can date somebody who's like a hardcore influencer and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't need
Ice Spice.
Hell nah. I don't need niggas on the internet talking about some damn girl. Why you choose that man? You could have done so much better. Cause then I'm gonna crash out. Be like, what do you mean? Like, how do you know she didn't come after me? Why are you assuming I'm the one who bagged her? She bagged me. I'm the prize. Damn it.
I was done when she said call her Miss Poopy. That was it for me. She said that line.
She said that shit like it was cute. Call me Miss Poopy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like,
no.
I'm not. Okay. No.
I'm not calling you Miss Poopy.
Like, no.
Stop listening.
Like,
I stopped listening after that.
Yeah, like, that reminds me.
Like,
speaking of that shit.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Also, whoever her graphic team is, they need to be fired. Because they could have designed that album cover so much better. And a fan made their own version of it that looked 10 times better. And then she was pissed about it. And I was like, why are you mad they improved on your shit?
We all know her career is over, right? It was a good year.
It was a good run, but damn.
Mm-hmm. Her career was over. Her career was over when she created that Bikini Bottom song.
I didn't even hear that, and I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't.
I didn't like it. I thought other people did, so I'm like, okay.
I mean, this is what y'all rocking with. But speaking of the poopy and that whole shit, I feel like these are the times where I feel old. Because why are the youth of today calling their significant others fine shit? Why are we referring to our significant others as shit? Y'all haven't heard this? Nigga, they refer. So, back in the day, you know, we used to be like, oh, that's my shawty. That's my boo thing. These motherfuckers go around like, oh, you know, I was talking this little fine shit and whatever. And I'm like, you were talking to what? It's like it started like a month or two ago, and I was like, no, please don't make this a thing, because I will not call any girl fine shit. That's my shawty. That's my boo thing. That's my schnookums. Mm-hmm. I'm going. That's my baby.
I never said schnookums. Don't do that.
I will. I'll call her schnookums before I call her fine shit. Well, I ain't dated nobody long enough to call them schnookums. I feel like that's a 6 month on. You gotta like date for 6 months before you can be like, all right, schnookums.
I ain't gonna lie. If I walk in the house and someone's called me schnookums after a long time. my name's
not schnookums. How was work today, schnookums? What the fuck did you just say to me?
I'm alarmed at that point.
Okay. I know I had y'all pick your a rap song you think is underrated. And I feel like if you've heard one, it should be easy to just pull it from the annals of your memory. What is the worst rap song you've heard?
Oh, easy. For me, And y'all already know, Eminem's back. F-A-C-K. That was like during the time where Eminem is like in his lowest before he had to go to rehab for his prescription pills abuse. That was the most horrible rap song ever heard in my life. Like the way that Eminem rapped and add like fact like so many times, it's like it gives me attention migraines altogether. I mean, the beat was like mid, but like when he's trying to add some wordplay, it doesn't even make sense. It seems so juvenile at best. So that is like one of the worst rap song ever heard in my life. You know.
Okay.
I love Eminem slander.
Nick Cannon.
Now you got something to talk about again.
Eminem slander is like the peak of my existence because that nigga's been rapping the same words over and over again, and people keep screaming at me. I'm not trying to hear him rhyme window 46 times, 17 different ways.
Don't get me wrong, like, you know, I love Eminem and all that, but that was the only song that it was not my favorite from him.
Love Marshall, but wrap it up.
Wrap it up, big dog. Wrap it up. Wrap it up before you tap it up.
I don't know what the worst rap song is. It was probably like not even like a. You know what it was? When I was in high school, I was like first starting to make YouTube videos, kind of, and this dude in my class thought he could rap. He released one of the worst tracks to ever hit the streets.
Oh, God.
And I can't remember what he said, but I remember that he had this rinky-dink ass beat, and it was so bad that we made our teacher listen to it, because my teacher knew I could rap, and I was like, yo, homeboy dissed me, so she wanted to hear the diss track.
Homeboy dissed
me. She starts laughing in the middle of class, and we didn't even get through the whole class, because she was just laughing at Brett the entire time. So, if I can find the track, again, I don't know if it's on YouTube, he might have deleted that shit, because it was really bad. Well, he thought it was, like, classic. So, if I can find it, I'll play it. But, like, I don't know, as far as, like, actual known rapper that we all know, I don't know. Oh,
do you know the name of the song?
No, I haven't heard it since the one that I was in high school. I haven't heard it since I was a sophomore. So I have to like find him and see if he still has it in his phone or some shit. That shit is terrible. it's so bad, bro. But I think mine will be Eminem's song too. Freaking it's called Framed. It's called Framed by Eminem, and it's by far the worst performance by him that I've heard. I heard that Fact song a long time ago, and that is also very terrible. So Eminem has really two bad songs on the internet that have lowered his freaking impact in rap for me. I'm not going to full Eminem rant today, because yeah, but. Nah, Eminem Frame. That song is the hook is just him screaming. It's really bad. It's really bad. I think it's on the Revival album, I think.
For me, just off the top of my head, the one I can think of, and I am a fan of this rapper, and there's a reason why there's a reason why I just think it's not like the worst rap song I've ever heard, but like it's so corny to me. It's Logic's Take It Back off the Everybody album, and it's funny because this song is like it's him basically talking about his come up, and he talks about how his mom is a racist, and the funniest fucking line in this shit is what the fuck is it Gay Disraeli 1990 where a white baby was born to a black father and a white mother. He basically talks about how his mama's racist, and he's like, how are you gonna be racist but have all these black babies by black men? Like, bitch, that don't make sense, but it is what it is. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Because he's like, yeah, growing up, my mom would call me a nigger and all this shit. You know, the kids would call me a faggot in school. And I'm like, where did this come from? But then the next song will be the suicide song. And I'm like, Logic, you're sending me mixed messages right now, man. I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling listening to this album. Like, at one point, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. And then the next point, I'm like, oh, damn, your mama kind of sucked. But the next point, it's like, oh, yeah, everybody check on their mental health. But then literally the next song, he'll be like, yeah, don't forget, I still run this shit and I'll kill everybody in the game. And I'm just like, you're sending me mixed messages, sir. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel right now. Okay.
That man said, I'm just as white as the Mona Lisa.
I'm just as black as my cousin Keisha. I'm biracial, so bye, Felicia. I'm like, no. In my blood is a slave and the master. It's like the devil playing spades with the pastor. Wait, really? Man, who the fuck is that? White people tell me as a little boy playing with his toys, I should be ashamed to be black. But some black people look ashamed when I rap. Like my great granddaddy didn't take a whip to the back. Stop. Not accepted by the black, go to white. I don't give a fuck. Praise God, I can see the light. Oh. Everybody know how I go.
First song I've heard called Outside Today by NBA Youngboy.
Oh, God.
NBA Youngboy.
That's all I needed to hear right there.
I hate it.
Did this nigga say goated? What?
What?
I like NBA Youngboy.
What?
He got some shit.
Yeah, yo.
A little bit. He has like four songs. I hear him on 2K. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Bro.
The only song I like by NBA Youngboy is Nevada.
Yeah.
He hasn't been hit since 2017. He hasn't been.
And the Packers is kind of selling. I ain't gonna cap. They look like they're selling.
Well, here we go.
It's still the same score, but they about to get scored on.
I'm happy I didn't.
Nigga said, good thing I ain't put money on this shit. Oh, man. Nate, what about you? What's the one worst rap song you heard?
I can't think of, like, any, off of, like, some top artists that we know. But anything that You Know Miles drops, You Know Miles, oh, he's trash.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't know why, but that's my... Y'all remember... In the early days of MEP, when Steven kept trying to spam these niggas YBC Duel and Hardy on us.
I gotta bring that back.
Boy. Wait, what?
YBC died like a month ago.
What?
Yeah. It was crazy because we were having the conversation about how like a long time ago, about like how making music like that is extremely dangerous to like people. And then he died, bro.
God.
We made a documentary about him. And they were like, hey, we in the city. And then the next day, the next, like, 24 hours later, he was dead.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
I have a question. It's
crazy. What's the difference? So, I have a question. When it comes to rap, do you guys prefer it to be competition more than personal?
I think when it comes to... Because we're not in the 90s anymore. I think y'all, they got to realize there's more important shit than beefing with niggas. For example... Like, oh, Tyler been here. What up, Tyler? For example, if a nigga starts talking shit, about my mama, of course I'm gonna make a diss track back. But I ain't gonna pull up on a nigga talking about something. I'm about to unload the clip in you because it's not like he put his hands on my mama. Like, yeah, you talk shit about my mama, and I'm gonna run you down verbally because ain't nobody about to do my mama like that. But if you ain't put hands on my mama, I'm not about to go to jail for this shit. Cause then she gonna be like, why would you do that? Why would you risk your freedom over words, son? Now, if a nigga makes a diss track about my mama and then puts hands on her, that's a different story. But if niggas are just spitting words and shit, motherfuckers gotta learn, like, don't, at some point you can't let this shit get too far.
Clap to King Von. It's probably the King Von.
Well, that nigga's a menace. So first of all, that nigga's a menace. That is that nigga.
One of Satan's greatest soldiers.
Tyler, don't come in here and say that.
nigga joined randomly just Alfred. Yeah. This nigga Tyler gonna have us coming out to King Von music at fucking ROW and shit.
No. I want a career, actually. Booker gonna grab me by my collar. Saying, do not
fucking now. Embarrass me.
No, y'all losing now.
Damn. God damn.
I don't know if Tyler realizes he's on the podcast right now.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Oh,
but well, since you're here, we're talking rap and the fundamentals. What's the worst rap song you ever heard, Tyler?
The worst rap song I've ever heard? Who's that one rapper from TikTok? Have you making those stupid rap songs? He just made a WWE one.
That's who Nate was talking about.
You know my house.
Yeah.
Bro, that's the bro. My coworker put me on TikTok miles, and I'm like, bro, why would you have? Yeah, he was like,
that sounded like a threat.
Yeah, he was like, listen to this. He was like, it's stupid, but it's hilarious. Like, I started listening to it.
The beat's solid, but the voice, I'm just like, this ain't real.
Yeah,
because
I heard the beat. Yeah, I heard the beat. I'm like, okay, the beat kind of slap. And then I heard, like, his flow and the lyrics. I'm like, no. Yeah, exactly. Like, this, bro, I turned it off. I turned it off so quick. I'm like, bro, I can't.
Where's the manager?
Like, what are you talking about?
Where's the manager?
Honey buns.
Get this out of my face. Like,
yeah, nah.
Honey buns.
Hell no, man.
Oh, man, bro. Oh, man. I have a secondary one, and it's kind of funny because it's me and one of my boys, Isaac. The first ever song we made together, we were back in college, and it was a jokey song. And we made it as a joke. It's called Sugar Cookie. And we put it on SoundCloud because we were like, nobody's going to see it. Bitch, why do we show up to college the next week and everybody and their mama heard the fucking song? The chorus literally goes, fuck, I'm trying to remember how it goes. Biscuits and bitches, what I want for breakfast. Hop on I-45 because you know I'm from Texas.
I thought he was about to say biscuits and gravy. I was like,
yeah,
for real.
No! Wait. Let me see. I gotta find it. I gotta find it, bro. Because we made it as a joke. What?
You don't have to find it.
We made this shit as a joke, but then motherfuckers started quoting it, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, no, why are y'all quoting this shit? Please don't quote this shit. Oh my god.
TJ gonna quote that during promo day.
This line's gonna be living in my head rent free.
I can see right now. I came here to win championships and bitches, and I don't see any bitches around. So bring me the titles. Booker gonna be like, get the fuck out my ring. He be like, get the fuck out my ring right now.
Y'all out of biscuits.
I came in for biscuits and bitches, and I don't see no biscuits around.
Background. This is a PG show.
I'm like, oh, my bad. Okay.
Sometimes already you can't say these words, Terrence. Children in the audience.
I'm like, man, fuck them kids.
That's another one.
Yeah, anything Miles throws out, I trash.
Oh my god!
I would say
beats are
I
solid. Know. It's just the beats are yeah, solid. It's just the voice.
I don't even know if y'all know this, but this dude named Brian Pumper.
Who?
Who?
Who? All of us like yeah. What?
See, shout out to Trey Soul because he's the one that put me on this too. If y'all don't know who Trey
Songz is, you need to stop. You need to drop these people.
I don't think they have your best interest at heart.
They're not my people. Yeah, they're not my people. Like, one of them is a streamer, so I watch him.
Okay, well, block the stream.
Unsubscribe to the Twitch channel.
He wants some bad music, sir. But
yeah, I guess I'm grippy out there.
Oh my God! Got him my phone's nickname. It's Grippy.
It's just a goofy verse for real.
Grippy.
It's just a goofy J. Cole verse. It's like, not even the best. It's not even the best.
First heard it, I was like, Jermaine.
Jermaine. Cole. Yeah.
It's not my ringtone.
I don't know. I called this nigga on stream one time, and I was like, that sounds familiar.
When I first heard it, I was like, Jermaine, why?
Why? Oh my God. This nigga said, why? Jermaine, why?
This song is not even that bad, man. It'd be tripping.
No, you want to know what's a bad one? Anything by this nigga Tekashi. I still mad niggas was hyping him up. Yeah, like, and of all the people, of all the non-black people that y'all let say nigga in their songs, you let that motherfucker do it? His shit ain't even good enough to let him slide, bro. Niggas with a sticky, get it, blicky,
I mean, the day that song came out, for that time, for that little period of time, for that one song, I thought he had something, and then it just went down.
It's tough.
I still got the video of Loft rapping that whole song on my stream.
What? Yeah, we need that.
It was when we was all playing GTA. He was rapping.
Oh, God, we need to do that again.
He's a terrible rapper. He's going to go down as one of the worst rappers of all time and one of the most terrible people of all time. Gilmo's one of the hardest beats of all time. I gotta keep it real. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
You know what I think is funny? I saw this woman say she didn't know Ric Flair was a real person until just now. She thought it was just a fucking song. And I was like, have we reached a generation where niggas didn't know about Ric Flair? Like, I don't know how to feel about that. 5790 spent a coupe on my wrist. Multi-million-dollar, I don't know, whoo, what they hit. All right. I pulled up a couple rap hot takes. I want to see what y'all think of them. This first person, let me see which one I think is the craziest on here that I could pull up. One of them said, ASAP Rocky over Drake.
That's just factually incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I know we're all jumping up and down because Kendrick demolished him and all that, but cast Kendrick Lamar. ASAP Rocky is not better than anything that Drake has ever done.
Pretty sure Kendrick would tell you the same thing.
ASAP Rocky has, like, I'm not a big fan of him, but he does have some songs where I can see what the appeal is, but he does not compare to one of the big three, which is Drake. So, good try, but
it also doesn't help. The motherfucker's profile picture is ASAP Rocky. So.
Yeah, see?
Makes sense. That makes sense.
He tried it. You know what I'm saying? He tried it. If you get the most vigorous Drake hater, you might get an agreement out of that, out of him. But no. Gotta keep it real, man.
Okay. Oh. Somebody said. There's two. Okay, we got Gunna over Lil Baby, and then Mixtape Pluto should be an album of the year conversations.
Gunna over Lil Baby. Lil Baby was a little. He was at his peak, but his hype kind of died down.
Because he makes the same song repeatedly. Someone told me that he was going to be the next Wayne when he came out.
That's how I felt about the
That's
baby.
That's what I thought too, but I was like, man.
Yeah, they came out the gate hot, but Lil Baby sounds the same way he did when he first came out. There's no evolution in this sound. Him and Gunna don't have any evolution in their sound. Yeah, I just think Gunna is better at making songs at this current moment. But I'm not a big Gunna guy either, so I can't really speak on that much.
Yeah.
I only have like his latest album. That's it. I don't have very much.
Yeah, like I was spending time trying to tell people how great Lupe Fiasco was the other day, and it was just.
Niggas. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco.
Mm. Niggas didn't know. That's niggas didn't know. That's the thing.
I ever listened to, and I was like, that's. I'm not trying to hear Gunna.
All right. So we're rounding out to the close of the episode. So we're gonna finish this off with everyone's a rap song they think is underrated. Nate, what do you have? What do you think is a underrated rap song that people should check out?
I don't know. Just my personal reference, I would say "Party and BS" by Biggie.
Okay. Loft, what about you?
Debut song.
This is. Give me "Feel Me Flow" by Naughty by Nature.
Yeah. Oh, niggas going old school. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I heard that song before. That's a very good classic hip hop record if you want to go that way.
Okay. Saul, what about you?
Nostalgia by Pusha T featuring Kendrick.
Nostalgia by Pusha T. Okay. I don't think I've heard that one, so I'm going to have to check it.
Bar for bar. Pusha and Kendrick rapping, walking down a dark road. It's freaking like, menacing. It's crazy.
Serious.
Sienna, what about you?
Well, going back into like the 2000 plus, I've been on an MF Doom kick lately, which was MF Doom, passed away 4 years ago. So he was part of a super group called Mad Villain. It was him and producer Madlib. Check out Accordion. That the beat of it was so chill, and the way MF Doom like rap his verse, like from the beginning to end, it's like perfection at best. Accordion by Mad Villain.
Okay.
Living off borrowed time, the clock ticks faster.
Yep.
Tyler, what about you? What you got?
Anything by, you know, Miles for real. That's my
talk. This motherfucker. Oh, this motherfucker.
Oh my god.
WWE. WWE. Oh my god.
Damn it, man.
Oh man. For mine, niggas gonna look at me sideways, but I think it's a little underrated. Welcome to Chili's by Young Gravy, Baby No Money, and Baby Gravy.
Oh god.
Young Gravy.
It makes
me so happy that y'all know who Young Gravy is.
Bro, I fucks with Young Gravy.
Young Gravy. What are you talking about?
Young Gravy is my guy, bro.
Name 5 Young Gravy songs right now.
Welcome to Chili's, Rotisserie, One Thought, Two Thought, Red Thought, Blue Thought. I can keep going. I fucks with Gravy, bro.
I was gonna say Alley Oop with him and Lil Baby.
Miami Ice. Yup. Young Gravity, I come and pull your bitch.
We got Ice Cream Truck. What else?
What?
What else we got? TJ already said one thought, two thought.
How about y'all stop talking?
Y'all what? Y'all ain't fucking with Gravy? Damn.
Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean. Baby, why you flow so mean? Mr. Clean.
Do
Yeah. It's just crazy. Got your bitch in the kitchen cooking pork chops.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's what makes rappers good. If you can really make them think that they have your girl doing something that you know, they can deliver it well, you're like, oh shit, she might be with him.
Oh, which one is it? Which one?
See that.
Gravy had a song on the radio too. Betty, bro, Betty, they played Betty on the radio. And I was like, nigga, money, I was like, we got Gravy on this bitch. Elmo, get money.
I used to sing that all the time. You used to irritate the crap out of Loft.
I got so happy when they were like, "Yeah, we got a new song for the streams. We're gonna play Young Gravy." I was like, "Ain't no way, Young Gravy finally made it to the mainstream radios. Let's go!"
Yeah, I was like, "Oh snap, my guy, Young Gravy on the radio." DJ, I don't think we could be a tag team anymore.
What? but that could be our tag team finisher name, the Gravy Train.
Don't piss me off.
No!
I want you to lose.
Man.
I'll ask for my release.
What? Take a dive. Nigga go do the finger poke of doom. Booker's gonna be like, that wasn't in the plans.
Hell no.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah,
man.
Oh
I want to make this.
Imagine just getting ID'd and then you see whatever you just said as our finisher to the side.
Bro, wait. Me and Tyler still got to figure out our tag team name.
The Black and the Beautiful.
What?
Oh,
my God. This thing said the Black and the Beautiful.
The Black and the Beautiful.
I can see it right now. The Black and the Beautiful have been WWE ID'd. Oh,
I got some solo stuff, No Sokoa, to take care of when I first get there.
This nigga said No Sokoa.
No Sokoa.
Bro, what?
When the podcast ends, I'll tell y'all what I got planned. Loff already knows.
Oh, God.
Just let me know. Just let me know.
Okay. Well, all right. So yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to this second episode of the Note by Note podcast. Episode 3, I don't know what genre we gonna cover. It might be the part 2 to this one, or we might really turn it up on its head and make niggas do some punk rock shit, some pop punk type shit, you know. Because we found out, if you a black kid that watched wrestling, you most likely got a taste for some kind of rock. Them niggas, they indoctrinated us. The WWE pushed their agenda on us. Their rock agenda. That's what they did. No final boss. No final boss.
My finisher shirt is literally called Misery Business. Like, hello?
Oh, we gonna have a conversation about how, in my opinion, Paramore is the greatest pop-punk band of all time.
Yes, well.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love Green Day. I feel like Paramore should hold the title. I feel like they should hold the title.
Haley Jamaica Williams right there. Come on.
That woman is black. I don't care what y'all niggas say. We took her in the draft. She is ours. And y'all just got to deal with it.
Who did they take in exchange?
I gave him Kanye. This was in the peak. Kanye was talking out of his ass. It was like 2021 when Kanye was like really talking out of his ass. And I was like, hey, white people, y'all wanted him so bad. Y'all got him. We taking Haley back.
That's fair. Okay.
I had so many black people in the comments like, them niggas never had Haley. She was ours to begin with.
That's fair.
Bro, black people don't play about Haley Williams. She is one of us. Oh, man. All right. We about to head up out of here. We got football to watch. Tyler about to tell us the lowdown and dirty. And then, I mean, by the time y'all hear this, the show will be over, but you can go check it out on Kick. Check out DWF's November to Remember on the Main Event Players Kick channel. And I'm about to message this man again just to finalize everything. But by the time you're hearing this, we could be sponsoring someone pretty big soon. So just be on the lookout. Damn, they missed another field goal? What the fuck? The Browns suck. Y'all have a good one. Y'all be real. Deuces, ooses.
Oh,